Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. For most of my life, I had this dream of having a mansion on the beach and having another mansion in the mountains at a ski resort. And that's changed. And the reason it's changed is because I realized just how much work goes into having a huge house. If you've got a 10,000 square foot house, you've got a tremendous amount of maintenance that needs to be done. And unless you plan on doing that yourself and you find it exciting or therapeutic, you're going to need other people to do that for you. And that means now you've got more employees that you have to manage. And whether it's a gardener, a landscaper, a housekeeper, somebody to shovel your driveway, those are all different people that you could potentially have. And at some point it just becomes, I don't call it a part-time job, but that's literally what it becomes. I mean, you've got to manage the people that are taking care of your property. And so that for that reason alone, I've decided that that's not something that's that enticing to me. Yes, it would be nice to have all that room. And yes, it would be great to be in those locations. But what if you could get in those locations without having this giant structure? And you could get into a situation where you were more self-sufficient, or that they ran themselves. And that is really where I am right now from that standpoint. You know, my property in Colorado is part of an association, as is my property in Florida. It makes life so much easier, right? One check a month, everything gets taken care of and somebody else manages them. I can lock the door, walk away, and not have to worry about it. So to me, that's something that's very enticing, because I don't really want to have to do more. You know, when we talk about managing people, there's some things that you should think about. And whether you're managing people at work, whether you're managing people domestically to like housekeepers and landscapers, or even if you talk about your kids to a certain extent. And the first thought is to set ground rules up front. And the earlier you do this, the better. And if you tell them exactly what your expectations are and you manage to those expectations, and for the first 30 or so days, I would make sure, I would almost micromanage to those expectations. And that way you establish the habits you want. And then once you get the habits in place, check in periodically and maybe have a standing monthly appointment with them so that you can get everything you need, have them tell you what's happening. And better yet, if you want, so you don't have to take the time yourself, have them send you updates periodically, whether that's weekly, whether that's monthly, just telling you what's going on and giving you a status report so that you're able to keep track of what's happening, but it doesn't take you an inordinate amount of time to do it. So those are the thoughts around a simpler way to manage people. The first is, you know, in a perfect world, if you could get yourself in a situation where you don't have too many people to manage or too many what I'll call direct reports, that might be an easier way to do things, but that's not always feasible. But for those people that you must have reporting into you, or that you must be having a dialogue with, figure out ways to automate the process, but make sure you're setting the ground rules up front and make sure you're managing to those ground rules early on. It's always easier to do it early. Right? Trying to get someone to change their habits after 2 years and when they've been in a role is very difficult. Setting them up in that role immediately is much simpler. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about those people around you, think about who you have to manage, and find ways to get more efficient with the people you're managing.